The Mom and Abner Show, on the air for Frigidaire. Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show starring Lum and Abner.
A new house. Lum, what do you want a new house for? Your old one ain't got a hole in it.
Well, Abner, I ain't said nothing yet, but I'm sort of aiming on asking Miss Rowena to be Mrs. Edders.
Your mother?
Oh, silly, my wife.
Why, Lum Edders, you old rascal, when did you decide all this?
Oh, last night I was sitting around all by myself, and I got to thinking about you and your woman, Elizabeth.
Now, don't let that discourage you.
I got to thinking how you got married 30 years ago, and I stayed a bachelor. Now I've missed out on 30 years of married bliss.
Yeah, me too.
Well, here, I can't stand around talking all day. I've got to get over to Squire Skimp's office and see if I can buy one of them houses in that new subdivision he's opened up.
Subdivision?
Yeah, you surely know what that is.
Why, sure. A subdivision is a cow pasture with utilities.
America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Yes, Lum, we have a few choice houses left out there in beautiful romantic scrub oak flats. Yeah.
You know, Squire, I still can't believe this subdivision is actually built already. Seems outlandish, building 50 houses in a little over 14 days.
Yeah, well, we were slowed down on account of shortages, Lum. Now, here's a picture showing all the dream cottages in Paradise Tract right here.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful.
Oh, yes, indeed.
But they all look just exactly alike.
Oh, no, no, Lum. Our architect got a great deal of variation in them. Now, if you look again, you'll notice some of them have the doorknob on the right side of the door. And others on the left, you know. Left-handed people, you know, might.
But I'm feared I'd still have a hard time telling which one belonged to me.
Well, now, you might do something like Mr. and Miss Pomeroy did, Lum. They bought two of the houses. On one, they painted his, and on the other, they painted hers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I reckon I could paint on their mine.
Yes, yes. Well, let's sign the paper, Lum.
Well, now, wait a minute. I want to be sure what I'm getting into here.
Lum, you're getting a house that's just as good as they were building 30 years ago. In fact, a lot of the materials we used are 30 years old.
Well, that's good.
Now, for the walls, we use the finest cardboard available.
Well, on the one I looked at, the walls seemed kind of flimsy.
Well, no wonder, Lum, we hadn't put the wallpaper on yet.
I see.
No, you don't have to worry about these houses, Lum. We had them all okayed by the finest county building inspector that money could buy. Believe me, we had to pay plenty, too.
Well, that sounds awful good, Squire, but I was just wondering if Scrub Oak Flats wasn't too far out. It's a good 8 miles out there.
Well, read what it says on the poster, Lum. Only 2 minutes from the heart of downtown Pine Ridge.
2 minutes? What by, jet propulsion?
No, by telephone. Let's sign the paper, Lum, and get along with
it. Well, there's one other little detail. Money.
Oh, tut, Lum. This is a low-cost housing project. We've cut the prices of these houses way down to only twice what they're worth.
Can you afford to do that?
We're scraping through the best we can. Yeah.
Well, how much is the down payment?
Well, the down payment's nominal.
Nominal. Is that a low or high nominal?
$500.
Granny, nominals has went up.
Long, just how much cash do you think you could raise?
Well, taking into consideration all my cash assets on hand, plus $9 that Abner owes me, I'd say roughly $9.84.
Well, haven't you got something you can sell, Long?
No, all I've got is that worthless piece of land you sold me one time. You claimed it was going to be a great banana orchard.
Lum, I gave you the banana seeds free. It wasn't my fault the trees didn't come up now. Hey, don't start that again. I'm tired of hearing about that.
Well, I reckon I better just forget about a house.
Yes, I'm afraid. Oh, now, wait a minute. By George, there's a chance I might be able to sell that land of yours, Lum. Let me make some phone calls here, and I'll check with you later on today. Oh, law, Lum, Squire will never be able to sell that old hunk of no-count ground of yours.
Grannies, he's just got to, Abner. I want to get one of them paradise bungalows the worst way.
If you're getting it from Squire Skimp, that's the way you're getting it.
You know, the time I've always envied you the most, Abner, is at the end of the day when you go home and there's somebody waiting for you at the gate.
Yeah, well, it is nice.
Yeah, it must be wonderful.
Oh, it is. Special when she licks my face and wags her tail and barks.
Indeed, I'm talking about Elizabeth.
Oh, you must be mistaken. Well, Elizabeth can't bark.
Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
Oh, I guess she could bark if she practiced.
Hello, jot 'em down, Storrel. I'm Eddard's talking.
This is Squire Skimp. I finally contacted that prospective buyer.
Yeah?
It's an eastern outfit that wants to put in a branch factory here, and I've just about sold them your banana orchard as a site for it.
Well, good.
Yes, I'm hoping to close the deal tonight, and I'll let you know the minute I do. So long.
Goodbye. Granny's Abner, somebody's going to put up a branch factory on my land.
Branch factory? What kind of branches are they going to manufacture?
I don't know, but Scrub Oak Flats, here I come. Nothing can stop me now. I'm going to ask Miss Rowena for a date right tonight and propose to her.
Well, turn on your domino personality then, because yonder she comes right now.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I can do it after all that.
Yes, you can, Lum. Now, get ready now. Here she comes. Well, howdy, Miss Rowena. Lum wants to ask you something.
Abner, keep out of this.
Oh, really, Mr. Edwards? What is it?
Go on.
Well, stop pushing.
He wants to ask you for a date tonight.
Yeah.
He wants to discuss something important.
Yeah.
Now, see there, Lum, it wasn't so hard, was it?
Why, Mr. Edwards, it's very kind of you, but I'm afraid I'm going to be busy this evening.
You work in summers?
Oh, no. An old friend of mine arrived here today. A very dear old friend from my hometown of London, Ohio.
Well, bring her along.
Oh, but Mr. Edwards, she's a gentleman.
She is.
Yes, and I mean, he's a gentleman. Oh, dear me. I'm so excited, I hardly know what I'm saying.
I don't doubt it.
I'm so anxious. You know, Mr. Edwards, I'm so anxious for you to meet my friend.
Yeah, can't hardly wait.
You know, if things work out as Herbert, that's his name.
Well, that figures.
As Herbert hopes they will, he'll probably settle in Pine Ridge.
Well, I know a house in Scrub Oak Flats he can get awful cheap.
Oh, that wouldn't be any inducement for Herbert. You see, he's a man of unlimited monetary means.
What?
He's loaded.
The kid's in the chips, huh?
Wait. Mr. Edwards, what was it you wanted to discuss with me?
Let it go.
Well, I must be running along then. Herbert is waiting for me. He's... Oh, there comes the dear boy now. It looks like this is your lucky day, Mr. Edwards.
Yeah, don't it?
Come in, Herbert.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Edwards, may I present my dear, dear friend, Mr. Herbert Maddox Maddox?
A pleasure, I assure you.
I'm proud to make your acquaintance, Mr. Maddox Maddox. This here's my partner, Mr. Peabody Peabody.
Howdy, howdy.
Herbert and I were childhood sweethearts.
Oh, well. You sure have held your age well, Herbert.
Well, thank you, I think. My, this is a rather quaint little shop you chaps have here. Yes, how is the junk business now?
Junk business?
Herbert, this is a general grocery and merchandise store.
Oh, say now, this is interesting. I've heard about such places as this, but I never believed they actually existed. But tell me now, what do you chaps do for a living?
Why, Mr. Peabody here owns the Standard Oil Company. And I've got a half interest in Jack Benny.
You don't say. Well, by George, look at this old antiquated relic.
Wait a minute. You can't talk about Miss Rowena like that.
Beg your pardon.
No. I mean this old-fashioned coffee grinder.
Oh, that.
Isn't that quaint, Pooksy?
Oh, but yes, Herbie.
Tell me, does it actually work?
Why, sure. See, you just put one hand down inside of it and start turning that crank. Go on, put your fist down in there.
Watch out.
Mommy's
I know, but... Here, I'll show you how it works.
No. I couldn't stand the noise. My nerves, you know. It's one of the main reasons I'm considering living in a place like this, to have peace and quiet where nothing ever happens. It's the condition I'm in. That's all I can stand.
Well, come along, you poor dear boy, and I'll show you the rest of the sights.
Oh, by all means. You know, Pooksie, I think I'm going to enjoy living in this backwoods village. It does a man good to see how the other half lives.
Pooksie. That ain't disgusting.
Lom, do I actually own the Standard Oil Company?
Oh, shut up.
I was going to say, they've been charging me for gas down there.
Nerve of that varmint coming in here stealing my girl. That snake in the weeds, dead blame it.
And I, Mom, don't go flying off the handlebars now.
Junk shop. Other half. Peace and quiet. Wait a minute. Peace and quiet. So that's what Herbie wants, huh? Abner, I believe I'm getting a hidey. And unless I miss my guess, there's going to be a hot time in the old backwoods town tonight.
Hi there, Mr. Edwards, Mr. Peabody. Hey, you seem to be having quite a huddle. What's up?
Howdy, Mr. Niles. Oh, we are just sort of planning a little reception for a new friend of ours.
Yeah, trying to figure out how to liven things up for him a little.
Well, a newcomer to Pine Ridge.
Yeah.
That means another new home. Say, there ought to be a good prospect for you boys. Sell him a Frigidaire refrigerator.
Chances are this particular feller ain't going to have a whole lot of use for a refrigerator.
Well, why not? You know how it is. New man comes to town, meets local girl, and there you are.
Where am I?
Oh, wedding bells, man. And you're right in there selling them a new Frigidaire refrigerator.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Easiest thing in the world. With a long and happy married life ahead of them, they need a refrigerator that will last for years. And that calls for a Frigidaire, because it's the only refrigerator with a meter miser. Simplest cold-making mechanism ever built. In fact, the meter miser is so simple, so efficient, it runs on a minimum of current. And that's important to every couple interested in keeping expenses down.
No, sir, I just couldn't do it.
Sure you can. Explain about all the extra room there is in a Frigidaire refrigerator. Lots more food storage space in the same kitchen space. And the three different kinds of cold for different kinds of food. Mention all the room there is for frozen foods and for fresh fruits and vegetables. Oh, yes, and be sure to point out that there are many different types and sizes of Frigidaire refrigerators, so it's easy for any family to find the model that's exactly right for them. Now, you take my advice, Mr. Edwards. Get acquainted with this newcomer to Pine Ridge and let him know all about Frigidaire refrigerators. You'll be doing him a favor.
Yeah, too big a favor, considering the circumstances. Besides, even if this fellow was my worst enemy...
Which he is.
I wouldn't feel right about selling him a refrigerator when he just ain't going to have no use for one after I get through with him.
Well, why, how's that?
I'm going to see that he gets such a cold reception, he won't need any more refrigeration for the rest of his natural life. Believe me.
The dope, Lom. Pooksie and Herbie are taking supper at Luke Spears' restaurant about 8 o'clock tonight, so let's get ready to go down there.
Abner, I've been thinking this over, and maybe we oughtn't to do it.
Now, Lom, you don't want that varmint living here taking Miss Rowena away from you, do you?
Well, no, of course not.
All right, then. Let's get to rootin' and snootin'.
No, Abner, I ain't got a chance with her no more. I think I'll just go away summers and hermit myself.
Lom, you ain't never going to get married that way. Now, you got to stand up on your hind legs. Stand up for your rights. You're just as good as Herbie.
I am?
Well, almost.
What do you mean, almost? I am just as good as he is. Maybe better, even.
Now you're talking brag on yourself.
Hey, Granny's, I'm going to fight for her. I'm going home and get all dressed up. I'll be her knight in shining armor.
That's it. Put on your blue serge suit. Yeah. By the time you get back, why, me and Ben Withers and Cedric will have everything all set.
Ben Withers and Cedric?
Yeah, I got them in on this, and Luke Spears is going to help us, too.
Well, now, Abner, we don't want to overdo this. All we want to do is jangle Herbie's nerves a little. We want him to leave town on his own violation.
Well, don't you worry, he will. Wait a minute, there comes Ben right now. Lom, you run on, get yourself fixed up as good as you can, and we'll see you later.
Of course, I still don't see how Ben's going to help us much. About all he ever says is fine.
Well, if that don't get on Herbie's nerves, I don't know what will. Fact is, it's Mike and I drove me out of town a couple of times. Hurry up now, Lom. Get going, Stan.
I'm going.
Get out of here.
Well, howdy, Ben.
Goodbye, Lom.
Come on in, Ben. Say, did you think up any new ideas to scare Herbie with?
Fine.
What are they?
Yeah. And just in case we might forget them, I jotted them down on the back of an envelope.
Well, good for you. You're getting smart, Ben. Where's the envelope?
I didn't bring it for fear of losing it.
Huh?
And then where would we be?
Yes, fine.
Well, do you think our plan will succeed, Haley?
It's got to. We've got to get shot of Herbie and get old Lum married off. He's already planning on buying a honeymoon cottage. Well, that is, if Squire Skimp can sell that land along.
Sounds highly romantic. Reminds me of the time I was courting Myrtle Traverts of Mount Ida. Did I ever tell you about that, Abner?
Not more than 80 or 90 times.
Well, sir, I was first attracted...
Ben, we ain't got time for that now.
Fine. I was first attracted to Myrtle Traverts at a carnival.
Huh.
I was attempting to toss a ring around a goose's neck and win a Cupid doll, and somehow I happened to ring Myrtle. And then a few minutes later, I bumped into her on the Dodgem cars. Then one thing led to another, and after sharing a cone of cotton candy with her, I suddenly realized I was stuck on her.
Yeah, well, Ben, we better...
Well, after I got loose, I bought two tickets for the... tunnel of love. And you know what happened?
No, I don't, Ben.
Nothing. We couldn't get seats together. However, it gave me a chance to try out my luminous dial wristwatch. And Myrtle became engaged to the man she sat next to.
Yeah, well, Ben,
howdy, Mr. Abner.
Howdy, Cedric. Well, I dog is this time you's getting here. Where you been?
Well, sir, last night Papa brang me home a new boomerang.
Well...
And I've been busy ever since then trying to throw my old one away.
Well, I hope you had time to round up all the junk we're going to use tonight, Cedric.
Oh, yes, Mom. I got everything on this list you give me.
Good.
One streetcar bell.
Yep,
one
check.
Boat whistle.
Check.
One air rifle.
Check.
One pneumatic drill.
Check.
One bottle of nitroglycerine.
Check.
Reminds me of the time I went on a scavenger hunt with Myrtle Travers.
Ben, don't start nothing like that again now.
Fine. I didn't win, I recall. All I brought back was Merton.
Well, let's get on down to Luke's Pierce restaurant. Lom will be along in a minute, and Herbie and Pooks are more than likely ordering supper right now. We get out.
Oh, look, Herbert. They have clam chowder. Waiter, is this chowder made from eastern clams?
I never had a chance to hear their accent. They were dead when I got them.
Herbert, perhaps we'd better just settle for the chicken fried steak after all.
Yes, let's do. This will be quite interesting for me. I've never seen a chicken fried steak.
Oh, Herbert, won't you ever grow up?
Not if he keeps making remarks like that, he won't. Well, what'll it be? Two chicken fries?
Yes, that's right.
Grease two and cauterize them.
Waiter, I wonder if we might have a spot of something first.
Spot of something?
Yes, anything you have.
Well, there's a spot of anything we got right there in the tablecloth. Take your pick. I'll rustle you up some eating tools.
Strange little man.
Yes. Well, these are really wonderful people after you get to know them.
How does one stand it till then? Oh, well, it doesn't make any difference to me as long as there's peace.
Right! Well, evening, Luke, old boy. Hey, look at the drum I got to play in a Pine Ridge band.
Hey, that's a pretty good one, Abner. Won't it play no louder than that?
Yeah, sure. Listen.
Please, must we have that racket?
Huh? Well, Herbie, fancy meeting you here. Hey, mind if I sit down with you folks for a while?
Well, really, Mr. Peabody,
much obliged to you. Here, Herbie, will you hold my drum for a minute?
What?
Go ahead and play it if you want to. Here.
No, thank you. I don't play.
Oh, there ain't nothing to it. You just take this drum. Well, there's old Lum. Well, howdy, Lum. I was just learning Herb here how to play the bass drum. Come on and sit down with us.
Well, I can't stay long. I've got to get home and brace all the winders. They're blasting over at the stone quarry again tonight.
Lummy. Again?
Well, it sort of breaks up the monotony.
Breaks up everything in town.
Well, nothing ever happens in our quiet little town. Oh, I'm too late. No use going home now. Well, how are you tonight, Mr. Double Maddox? You look a little nervous.
No. I'm fine, thank you.
Go right ahead with your drum lesson if you want to. Don't mind me.
Here's your eating tool.
No! Oh! Wait, stop, waiter. Do you have to slam the silver down like that?
No, I can slam it down like this.
Oh! Goodness, such rudeness. Oh, please don't let it upset you, Herbert.
Oh, that's all right, Pooksy. You might ask him to bring him some knives, though. I see he forgot them.
Oh, well, Luke don't dare to leave knives laying around loose in a place like this.
He don't? He doesn't?
Well, you know how folks will get to fighting in a little town where nothing ever happens.
Oh, yeah! There's old Ben Withers. Come on over and join us, Ben. What you been doing?
Wait.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Withers. You're all bandaged up.
Am I? Oh, yes. It's really nothing. I just happened to stop and pet what I thought was a dog, and it turned out to be a wildcat.
Oh, yeah. I guess it is time for them to come down out of the hills looking for something to eat around town.
By the way, Lom, I heard that Charlie Redfield's brother was missing.
A minute. Please, you mean there are the wildcats actually running loose in your streets here?
Oh, no. There ain't hardly none left around here.
Oh, the mountain lions is driving them all off.
Mountain lions?
Yeah, did their howling keep you awake last night, Ben?
No, it was a pleasant relief to me, Abner. It drowned out the screech owls for a change.
Oh, dear. Rowena, perhaps we'd better run along. I don't seem to be very hungry after all.
Oh, stick around, Herbie. It's so dull around a town like this.
What was that?
Oh, my stars. The little Abernathy boys must be out tonight.
Boys will be boys.
Who'd they get last week?
Miss Rowena, your cousin Ezra wants you to call her right away. The phone's in the back room.
Oh, I'll be right back, Herbie. Waiter, did Ezra say what he wanted?
I couldn't hear very well. The fireman was making so much noise.
Fireman? Good grief, what was that?
What was what?
That noise. Didn't you hear it? There it is again.
I didn't hear nothing. Did you, Lord?
No. No, did you, Ben?
Fine.
Just what kind of a noise did you think you heard, Mr. Madden?
Well, it was a sort of, kind of a brrrr.
Oh, that's them woodpeckers we got around here. We hear them so much, we don't even notice them no more.
When you go out in the evenings, Mr. Herbert, I suggest you always wear a hat.
I don't think I quite understand. I just hope... Great Scott, what was that?
What was what?
Now, don't tell me none of you heard that. It sounded like a streetcar right outside the window.
A streetcar in Pine Ridge? That's ridiculous. You must be imagining things.
Why, I heard it, I tell you. I know I did.
Next thing you're going to tell us, you're hearing a boat whistle here in Pine Ridge.
Well, yes, I...
What's the matter, Herbert? Did you think you heard something else?
No. No, of course not. Look... when Pooksie comes back, tell her I had to leave town immediately. Urgent business in China.
Well, hey, don't rush away, Herbie.
Oh, I must. I've got to catch the next boat out of here. Goodbye.
Oh, that's a shame he had to leave just when he was getting acquainted with our quiet little town.
Well, now, that was very strange. Ezra said he didn't want me to call him.
Well, Miss Rowena, I think that was just a mistake. And now I want to ask you...
Oh. Where's Herbert?
He just taken a slow boat to China.
I beg your pardon?
He's left town.
And now that he's gone, Miss Rowena, I want to ask you...
Oh, there you are, Long.
Hi, Granny Squire, you're just the man I want to see. Did you get the money from my land so I can buy the house?
No, not yet, Lom. I can't locate the man who was going to put up the factory on your property. I was told I'd find him here.
Here?
Yes, his name is Herbert Maddox. Maddox.
Huh?
Now, what was it you wanted to ask me, Mr. Edwards?
Let it go, Miss Rowena. Let it go.
Lum and Abner will be back in just a moment, but first, here's an important question. If you're thinking of buying a new water heater in 1949, wouldn't you like to feel that you were protected on it until 1959? Then ask your Frigidaire dealer about the new Frigidaire electric water heaters with a wonderful magnesium rod that guards against rust and corrosion. Learn about the generous 10-year protection plan on Frigidaire electric water heaters.
Abner, don't slam that door so loud.
Well, I'll just... For the land's sakes, Lum, what are you packing your hand satchel for?
I just got to get out of Pine Ridge, Abner. I can't stand the noise.
The new Lum and Abner Show is brought to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer and Frigidaire division of General Motors. Manufacturers of a complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and commercial refrigeration equipment. Ben Withers is played by Clarence Hartzell. The script was written by Roz Rogers and Betty Boyle, with music by Felix Mills. And so until next Sunday night, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles saying good night for Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.